It's time to warm up before the game. This is Pat and Go with Paul Browning.
And welcome to Pat and Go with Paul Browning on KPPF. I'm Mike Lewis, along with DJ on the ones and twos. And, of course, Paul Browning, Colorado Springs native, former NFL player. Paul, we have to ask you the question because this is your show. You came up with the name Pat and Go. What does Pat and Go mean?
Pat and Go is the warm-up. High school up to the NFL, it is the warm-up that we all do. You get a quarterback on each side of the field, no matter what position you play, running back to defensive lineman, get in the line, and the quarterback's just going to play a little catch with us. So it's Pat and Go because it is the warm-up before the game.
I want to see those big guards do that.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it's just the warm-up. It's a staple.
The exercise.
100%. Yeah. And if we can get you warmed up before the game, then we got to do Pat and Go before we even kick off. 100%.
So you can walk up to any football player and say, Pat and Go, and they know what it means.
They should know what it means. 100%.
Excellent. 100%. All right. Great explanation.
Welcome to Pat and Go. This is week one. This is episode one. We've been waiting. NFL season is kicking off this week. We're all excited here in the booth. We've got so much to talk about. I am your host, Paul Browning, former NFL wide receiver, local guy from Colorado Springs. I think most of you guys probably know me from CSU Pueblo National Championship days, which is great. But now we are here. Definitely pay tribute because this is the weekend of 9/11. So 20 years ago, we did lose countless lives to terrorism. And the NFL is doing their part to also pay tribute. But we for sure at the station at KPPF want to pay tribute because 20 years ago was absolutely devastating to our country. You know, we want to pay respect.
Absolutely. A lot of people probably in this room would probably remember where they were when they heard the attacks were happening. I remember I was dropping my son off at daycare. Yeah. And I have the radio on and it's like, wow, our world changed.
Yeah.
So on behalf of everyone who served in the military, because in addition to the lives that were lost when the towers fell and the people on the ground, there were first responders that developed diseases afterwards that went in to rescue people.
Right.
The military was deployed overseas, and we lost a lot of lives because of that event. So we just want to say for everyone who lost a loved one in that event, our hearts are still with you. We still remember. We still care. And we just want to, before we get into the excitement of week one, we just want to remember that this is an important anniversary. And thank you for everyone who serves the country.
Definitely. Well, with that being said, the best way we can pay tribute is play some football, right? And continue to move forward. So your hosts, we've got Mike Lewis. We've got DJ on the ones and twos. We're going to be here the whole season with you, walking you through what's going on with the NFL. So the first thing I want to do is we're going to jump into the high point.
It's time for the high point. From the past week.
So high point of the week, this is NFL kickoff, and we just had the Cowboys and the Bucks play on Thursday night, and that was a show. Tom Brady, Dak Prescott.
While a little ugly,
and you know, preseason when you cut down or take a week out of preseason, it's going to get a little bit sloppy.
Even the kicker missed.
The kicker was shanking them. However, the fireworks were everywhere. It was great seeing Brady come out for after Super Bowl number 7, man. Super Bowl win number 7, 44 years old, threw for almost 400 yards as the Bucks beat the Dallas Cowboys 31-29. Huge takeaway for me, Dak Prescott. He has got this Dallas Cowboys offense playing very well. The defense is looking great. Ankle looks excellent. Brady is Brady, and the Bucks look like the team that won the Super Bowl, which was excellent. But it's Brady being able to drive his team down for the 49th time. But yeah, what do we have? Any takeaways of the Thursday night game?
Well, again, Brady gets the first TD of the season. I'm sure he's happy about that.
Yeah.
kicking, how important it is. I mean, look, it came down to being able to kick a field goal. Yep. And the Cowboys thought they had it. And then Brady, like you said, is Brady. And he does what he does best. And he gets them in range. And they win the game.
Well, the takeaway for me is the chink in the armor for the Buccaneers, where they don't have depth at that corner position. I know it was harped on big time in the game, but they had two guys go down. Yep. And one is kind of questionable still. So that's something that we'll have to keep an eye on.
Yeah. So moving on to these other games that we have coming up. We've got some great football this opening week, week one. Even looking past week one, I'm trying to see what is the game that you've seen on the calendar and you were like, that's the one. I can't wait to watch that game because there's some big highlights. I know we've got Brady going back to New England. That's week four. You got Tampa going to New England. One of the games for me, week five, you got the Buffalo Bills taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, a rematch of the AFC Championship game. I think that's going to be a very telling game. We've got week 16, Browns and the Packers, which could be a preview. Could be somebody's Super Bowl picks.
I'm getting a sense that that is your Super Bowl pick.
I'm not. I'm
we'll
not
get gonna, there.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm looking forward to the Broncos Chiefs on December 5th. Mm-hmm. Because I'm looking to see the Broncos turn this around. They've had a dry spell since Super Bowl 50, and we'll see what they can do. So I think Broncos-Chiefs would be a good game. Then they'll be at Mile High, Chiefs at the Broncos, January 9th. So okay. A couple games I'm looking at.
Now, I marked my calendar at this week.
Yeah.
Arizona versus Tennessee.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a huge game, and it's early in the season, and I realize that, but that's where I'm leaning for Super Bowl.
Whoa, that's okay. All right. Arizona
Tennessee? And Tennessee.
Those are two small markets. And the NFC West looks very difficult. The AFC South looks like it's Tennessee's for the taking. Team to watch this year. Do we have any big picks for the team to watch?
Well, I'm going to go back to the Broncos because, you know, we've got Vic Fangio.
Yeah.
Trying to get this team turned around. You know, Denver fans don't take kindly to losing season after season after season.
Of course.
We're seeing what the Broncos can do.
Okay.
Well, my team to watch is the Miami Dolphins. Huge defense last year. Major upgrades to the offense this year made them my team to watch.
Okay, definitely. And I've got two. Definitely the Browns. I think that should be one of the top teams to watch this
Nick
year.
Nick Chubb is always fun to watch.
And that defense is probably the best defense in the NFL. But beyond
if
that,
they play up to
if
potential.
They play up to potential.
Right.
Beyond that, Tennessee. You add Julio Jones into this mix. As long as Ryan Tannehill's doing his thing and they keep giving the rock, they keep feeding Derrick Henry, that should be a fun team to pay attention
Stout
to.
Stout defense as
oh,
well.
Oh, yeah. A team that also may surprise would be New England. I like New England. Okay. I think
that defense is still there.
And you still have Belichick. Belichick is one of the most brilliant NFL minds. He's made some decisions to keep Mac Jones, and I think we'll be able to talk about that a little bit more. But to go with Mac Jones and giving him a whole year to really prep for the season after last year.
Now, you touched on Mac Jones. I think they're pulling the trigger too soon on this, and I think they moved on too soon from Cam Newton. That's just my take on it. Just to put that out there, I was really disappointed in them moving on so quickly.
Definitely. Can understand that. There are the team surprises for the, between the two. We got any big surprises?
You know what? I want to get through the first week. And I've got a lot of football to watch this weekend.
Perfect.
And I'll get back to you. Let me get back to you in a week.
Perfect. Well, surprises on the other end when it comes to disappointments. Maybe the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
We'll dip into that here. We'll dip into that here in a little bit. But
oh, this season, you're going to look back at the Green Bay Packers and wonder what happened.
What? Okay, I like it. I like it. I like where we're going.
Now, my surprise team is the New York Jets.
Yeah.
I think they're going to blow people away. They might only be 8-8, but they're going to be hanging in every game.
We add a game. We got 8-9 or 9-8?
8-9.
Okay, definitely. Just any disappointments? Any?
I think the Bucks.
The Bucks may be a surprise.
I think the Bucks are going to be a surprise. Yeah, because of Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. This may be another Tom Brady year.
Another Tom Brady year.
Yeah.
We're going to see
a surprise.
We're going to see.
I'm not counting Brady out.
Let's go ahead and take a break for a second. We're going to jump into a couple of
flags on the play
after.
Here's your flag on the play.
Whoa.
Covering the biggest stories and controversies leading up to kickoff.
And welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I'm Mike Lewis. It's great to have you here. Also, DJ is with us, giving us his ones and twos.
Yeah.
And we'll see what you if your prediction about the Packers and the comes true.
Did that hurt your feelings? Yeah.
That hurt my feelings. That really hurt my feelings.
Only because that's your Super Bowl pick.
So
let me
tell you something. We have we're going to jump into flag on the play. This is us throwing a flag on any type of controversy or any big story.
And I feel like you're about to pull the flag on me.
I'm totally gonna throw the flag on you for that. No, but you know what? I'm gonna keep it in the NFC North. Big controversy. I'm throwing a flag on the Bears. You're sitting Justin Fields. You've got a great quarterback, great rookie quarterback, and you're gonna throw Andy Dalton in. Yes, he's seasoned. Yes, he's a vet. But at the same time, Justin Fields is a talent, man. Let him play. Let him learn. Don't have Andy Dalton out there, and he's not going to give you his best performance because he knows that there's somebody behind him getting ready to swoop in and take his job. If he's not going to make that throw, not throw a pick. You know, you're not going to get the best out of him. That's just where I'm at.
Well, and explain, because you've got the unique perspective of being a former NFL player, what drives him to not go ahead and be the best?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to be replaced by somebody behind him. So what's going through the mind?
And this is true. Every player you know in the NFL, no matter what position you play, there's an opportunity for you to lose your job at any given moment. Right. That's real. But at the same time, at the quarterback position, we need to have full confidence in who's going to be leading that huddle. I need to know, especially at the receiver position, at the line, we need to know who's going to be leading that huddle. That's a temporary guy right now. He's not the guy.
More about the other player's reaction to it than it is about Andy's.
No, and it's still Andy's
mindset
as well, because Andy also needs to have people, he needs to feel like everybody's behind him. I've always felt like, and Bill Belichick has said that too, he wants his quarterback to feel like he can play. I'm not going to pull you. Give me all you got. Play.
See, I see it from the flip side. I'm really excited to see Justin Fields, but I don't think he's ready. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's ready. I don't think he's at NFL level yet.
Well, okay, what rookie quarterback? How about just talking about Belichick? What about Mac Jones?
I'm excited to see him play, but I don't think he's ready to play. I think they should have kept Cam Newton in there for at least two, three games minimum.
Like, and the decision of Cam was just made, right?
A couple weeks ago.
Cutting him and going with Mac Jones. That, I guess, that brings me into the next point. Rookie quarterbacks, world class talent at this rookie class. You were talking about the Jets earlier, how you're excited to see them. Zach Wilson should be a baller.
Yes.
Mac Jones, obviously Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, mm-hmm. Trey Lance, list goes on some of these rookie quarterbacks. Mac Jones, any guys you guys are excited to see?
I am definitely excited to see Mac Jones. I think they're setting him up for failure.
Mm-hmm. What's a rookie quarterback that you really want to see this year?
Justin Fields. I'm really excited to see him, but once again, I don't think he's ready.
Mike?
Well, I'm watching it because I was really a little bit surprised what happened up in Denver, but Teddy Bridgewater, you know, he's getting the starting job.
Yeah.
And is he going to be able to live up to the expectations? According to Vic Fangio, it was just neck and neck, and they didn't know what they were going to do. And it came down to, well, we're going to go with Bridgewater, so we'll see how he does.
Bringing me to my next point. We look at the Denver Broncos and what that team can do. One of the best rosters that they've had in a minute. For a successful season for Denver, what are they going to have to do? You spoke on Bridgewater. I believe Bridgewater, he's got to just be very cautious and be a facilitator. Really just be a facilitator. And if Denver can stay healthy, Bridgewater can limit turnovers and he can help, you know, except just be his facilitator, just get the team down the field. Right. I think Denver can have can be one of the better teams in the NFL.
Well, I want to go back to leadership because you kind of touched on this. Most teams, don't they? They look to the quarterback for leadership, correct?
Yeah.
So Bridgewater's got to work on his team building, his leadership skills.
Right.
Would you agree with that? Not just the performance of throwing, but also just building that confidence.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why they chose Bridgewater, because he is more of that leader than what you'd get from Drew Locke. I think he's gonna flourish in Denver. What you got?
And what I see happening in Denver is really the we're going to see streaky quarterback play regardless of who's behind center. Mm-hmm. Fangio has never impressed me with his play calling. He's very conservative, and so I think they're going to struggle there, and they still haven't fully addressed their offensive line.
Predictions.
So
predictions now. Yeah. I love where you're going there. Wait, what's the prediction? Give me a season prediction. We got 18 games this year.
I got him 8-9.
8-9.
You got the Broncos 8-9.
I do.
All right. I'm going to go out on the limb and go 14-3.
14-3. Wow. That's one of the best.
Have a perfect preseason.
They did have a perfect preseason, and they also probably in conversation with having the best defense in the NFL. And I'm also going to go on the limb, and I'm going to say 11-6, finishing first in the AFC West over the Kansas City Chiefs. Mark my word, team MVP. I can see it being Justin Simmons. They've got one of the best secondaries in the league. You just brought in Ronald Darby. You got Patrick Surtain the second. You've got Kyle Fuller. You got Kareem Jackson. This is a spectacular secondary. You still got Von Miller. You still got Bradley Chubb. I like Denver in the AFC West.
All right. And I'm going with Von Miller for my MVP. I read that he's in the best condition of his life. I know age-wise for an NFL player, he's getting up there, but I think he's going to do it this year.
Well, for team MVP, I have two answers to this. I have who's going to and who needs to be.
Okay.
In order for Denver to have a really successful season, they need Melvin Gordon to be their MVP.
That is an excellent pick.
Okay. Yeah. And then I think that Bradley Chubb is going to be their MVP because I believe Von Miller's going to be injured midseason.
All right. All right. Well, I'm praying that he doesn't, you know, but right. That's a good pick. Those are some good picks. Let's get into the next segment after this break. KPPF, Pat and Go with Paul Browning, Under the Hood.
It's time to go under the hood. We're taking an in-depth look at the topics on and off the field that shape our game.
We are now going to go under the hood. This is the in-depth breakdown, whatever topic that we have chosen for the week. But since this is the blessed NFL week one, we are going to do our predictions for the season and get a little bit more in-depth look at how we think this season is going to go. It's going to be completely different. We've just come off of COVID. They had 65,000 people at the Bucks-Cowboys game, maskless, which made change. But on top of that, we're kind of back to football in a regular form that we haven't seen in a minute. And I'm super excited.
This is the one that we save the film on. We keep the edit and we play it back at the end of the season and see just how wrong we really are.
Paul is so right about everything. He's a genius. Get him on it.
Brilliant. Get him on.
So how I want to start this thing off, obviously, we've got some really great players in the NFL. Who is going to be the best? Who is your league MVP for 2021?
Boy, there's a lot to choose from.
Yeah.
Well, at 14-3, I'm right. Guessing it's going to be
a Bronco. Yeah. I like it.
Well, Denver fans have got their fingers crossed, and we're going to be watching. Of course, they're opening against the Giants.
Yeah, New York Giants.
And, you know, I looked at the line before we recorded the show. The Broncos are favorites. So hopefully they're going to come out of the gate on the road in New York and win. We'll see. A week from now, we'll have that final behind us. So I'm going with the Broncos right now.
Well, MVP, just league MVP.
I have to admit, I do like Dak Prescott.
You like Dak Prescott? I love it.
I've got to say, yeah.
He played excellent against
Tampa. Lights out.
He played lights out. And I got him for my comeback player of the year. I'm going to jump in front of you, DJ. I'm going to lead with another quarterback.
Okay.
I like Josh Allen.
You like Josh Allen.
I like Josh Allen. This guy
is fun to watch.
Everything is in his favor. He's got himself, obviously, Stephon Diggs, great wide receiver. He's got himself Emmanuel Sanders. They brought him in. You're able to bring in, they still have Devin Singletary. You still got Cole Beasley. You add Matt Breida at running back. Shaping up for the Bills to do a run to get themselves into the Super Bowl.
And he doesn't have to do that much in order for that team to win. The defense can hold a game.
Yeah, but I mean, he's going to put 30 up a game. Him and that offense, they're going to put 30, 35 points a game up. I just know it. They've got so much firepower, and I can see Buffalo having the best record in the NFL.
Now, I'm going to make it a sweep. All three of us are picking quarterbacks.
Okay.
All three of us are picking quarterbacks. I'm saying Russell Wilson.
That's an excellent pick. Okay.
I had him on my fantasy team last year. He balled out for me. That's where my money's going.
So how does that work with the Arizona? Is Arizona, you got Arizona like a wild card making their way into the postseason? Or
that's exactly where I'm going.
Okay. But Russell Wilson will definitely be showing out.
That will be the lead that division.
He's got so many weapons behind him. So let's jump right into that. This year, who are our division winners throughout the NFL? Let me just start it off. So we'll start with the AFC. I've got the AFC East. We have the Buffalo Bills. The AFC North, I've got the Cleveland Browns. That's nuts, right? And then
Homer.
AFC South, I have the Tennessee Titans. It is theirs for the picking. They should not drop this ball. And then in the AFC West, I have got not the Kansas City Chiefs. I've got the Denver Broncos coming out. I do have the Denver Broncos winning the AFC West. That's my AFC picks. As for wild card, I still have the Chiefs in the wild card. They're not going to be that bad. They're going to be good. They just have the most difficult schedule to start off the league. I mean, they've got the hardest first six games of the season, and then they take a little bit of a break, and then they finish the season, the last like four games of the season, also a very difficult schedule for them. They could, if they don't get started off on the right foot, especially playing Cleveland first game of the season, this can be a change of guard in the wild card for the AFC. Rounding it out, I've got the Baltimore Ravens and the New England Patriots. AFC, what do we have?
Go ahead, DJ.
Okay, well, I'll start with the AFC East. I do agree with Buffalo taking that part of the division. Mm-hmm. AFC South, I have the Tennessee Titans.
Okay.
And obviously, because I already picked them for my Super Bowl pick. Mm-hmm. Then I have Baltimore taking the North because I just don't see anybody else being able to keep pace with them.
Even with the injuries?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I see Kansas City winning the West, as much as it hurts me.
Wild cards.
My wild card picks are Miami, Cleveland, and the Chargers.
Ooh, that is a pretty good pick. Now, okay, it's tough for a Raider fan to say that.
I know.
I've got to ask you this question because you're wearing Raiders jersey.
Yeah.
Where do you see the Raiders this year?
Middle of the pack. I really think that we're on the right track. Our defense is just not going to hold in there. Bottom line there.
I got you.
And you think
it actually hurts me because
of the move too?
No, I think that the city of Las Vegas has more than embraced the Raiders. It's a great place for them. What better place for the bad boys of the league to be? I mean,
than in Vegas.
What happens in Vegas?
Stays in Vegas.
There you go.
Yeah, I got it. We got Mike.
All right. I love the Broncos. I got to go with the Broncos in the AFC West. Of course. Mm-hmm. And I like the Bills. One of my relatives is from Buffalo, and he's all excited and happy this year.
About the season. Yep.
So I'm following that. You know, I'm liking the Saints this year.
When we go,
we'll see what they say.
In the NFC?
Say, yeah. Mm-hmm. I do like the Saints.
Okay.
So
okay.
And we'll see. And you mentioned it earlier, but something tells me Chicago may be.
Also in the NFC North.
NFC North.
Okay.
So those are my picks that I've looked at so far. Also, Steelers are looking pretty good.
So you got the Steelers in the North? Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. So let me piece this. You got the Broncos. You've got the Bills. You've got the Steelers, AFC North. AFC South is the only one you didn't touch. Titans, Texans, Jags. And I'm missing Colts. Oh.
I'll go with, for my son who used to live in Nashville, we'll go with the Titans.
Go with the Titans.
We all picked the Titans.
We all picked Buffalo. The North and the West got a little weird. Any wild card teams in the AFC that you think will make it out? Chiefs.
I'm going to go with you on the Chiefs.
Yep. Chiefs definitely be a wild card squad. I think the Colts are still good. I think the Colts are also a team that's probably on the brink.
Brand new quarterback out there. So
Carson Wentz, though. Yeah. Well, we'll see.
He's streaky.
Yeah. We'll see. Let's jump NFC. We've got the NFC East, the North, the South, the West. I'm going to go NFC East. We've seen them play the Bucs and take it to them. The Dallas Cowboys winning the NFC East. NFC North going to the Green Bay Packers. I know that you don't like that. The NFC South going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the NFC West going to the Los Angeles Rams. Wild card looking at the New York Giants. What?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, New York Giants in the wild card.
You like Saquon.
I like Saquon. I like Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes. I like the 49ers. I like the Seahawks. I left the Saints out. I left the Bears out. I understand, Mike. Those are some pretty good teams.
Yep.
And I like what Jameis Winston is doing with the Saints. However, I just think that Giants, the Niners, and the Seahawks are going to be some really good teams this year. So,
all right. Well, I'm going to throw this in as a wild card. I know this isn't exactly what you were expecting, but because of COVID, my wild card is that if we go back to masks, if we go back to more variants and problems, what could that do to the season? We're going to keep our fingers crossed that doesn't happen. But that's my wild card.
Well, what's going to happen?
I'm going to go with the Giants then because I was doing a little study with them with playing the Broncos.
The Giants? Yep. I like the Giants being a pretty good squad as well. NFC picks?
Hey,
NFC
here we go. I'm saying NFC East is taken by Washington. Dallas is my wild card in that division, so okay. I'm not completely against you. But NFC North, I'm going with Minnesota taking that division. Green Bay still gets in. They squeak in as a wild card, but I think they're a major disappointment to their whole city. you know, because that's the expectations of Title Town.
Yeah.
NFC South, I got Tampa Bay taking that. NFC West, that's just going to be the division there. Seattle Seahawks, I have taking it, but I have them losing in the first round of the playoffs, and Arizona coming in as a wild card and taking the whole thing and going to the Super Bowl.
That is a huge pick. Huge. So you can't look at me crazy when I say the Giants. Don't look at me crazy. You picked Kyler Murray.
I did.
I know you did. I like it. That's it.
He's got a great team backing him up.
He does.
I wish
AJ Green was a great pickup.
Correct. Yeah. And you got Hopkins.
Best receiver in the league.
There you go.
Say less, right?
but the running back position is the most suspect for Arizona to me.
Yeah. But as long as you got Kyler Murray back there, he's like your running back. So that's big time. So Super Bowl contenders, who do we have for our Super Bowl picks 2021? It all comes down to this, because nothing else matters. Who cares about the division picks, right?
It is the game.
It is the Super Bowl contenders. What do we have? Mike, let's start with you. Super Bowl, who do we got?
Can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm going to put Dallas in there.
You're going to put Dallas. Is it going to be a Dallas, Dallas-Denver Super Bowl? Is it going to be a... what do we've got?
Let's go Dallas Broncos.
Dallas Broncos. That's a rematch of Super Bowl 12. Don't kill me if I got that wrong. 1977, but I think it's Super Bowl 12. Not 100% sure. But
I want to say it's 11.
It's okay. Maybe 11. Okay. Yeah. Don't kill me on that one. Yeah. So what do we?
I've already laid out my Super Bowl. It's the Arizona Cardinals taking on the Tennessee Titans.
Do you think the Tennessee Titans are going to be the best team in the AFC?
I do.
Wow. So they're kind of, it's going to be like a one seed versus a 5, 6, 7 seed.
There you go.
Okay. I like it. I've got the Green Bay Packers and the Buffalo Bills. So anticlimactic, because these are two teams that everybody already knows should probably be killing it this year. You've got the Buffalo Bills, which should have the MVP in Josh Allen. You've got Aaron Rodgers in his last dance season. I think this is going to be the last of Aaron Rodgers that
the
we see.
Song.
Him bringing in, he's got Devontae Adams. He's bringing in Randall Cobb. They're bringing the whole team together. They've got Aaron Jones, one of the best running backs in the league.
He is fun
I've to watch. Got Green Bay winning the Super Bowl against the Buffalo Bills in LA this February. So that is my Super Bowl picks. That's our Super Bowl picks here at Pat and Go. Okay. But now we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we are going to go over our week one picks predictions. 50-50. Let's go.
It's time for 50-50, our weekly predictions. These can go either way.
All right, welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I'm Mike Lewis. He's DJ on the 1 and 2s, and it's our segment where we're going to see who's got the picks for this weekend. We'll find out who comes out on top. Oh, by the way, I do think the Buccaneers are going to win this. Oh, they already did. Sorry.
How's that for
I like, okay, that's I like it. There, he's getting a one up. Cool. The reason why that's even a comment is this is our 50-50 segment where we're going to do our picks of the week, and we're actually going to keep track throughout the whole season to see who had the best record at the end of the year.
The power of prognostication right here on KPPF.
So let's start with our week ones. We're going to fly through this one. Obviously, Sunday, September 12th. What do we got? We're going to start with Jacksonville and Houston. Jaguars, Tennessee. This is a 1 o'clock game. Who do we got for the win?
Jaguars.
I got Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, I have got it. Houston. I know Deshaun Watson will not play, but I think they have a pretty talented team. There's no type of pressure. They should play well. I've got Houston winning it. We've got Steelers and the Bills. Where are we going?
Bills.
I got Bills.
I've also got Bills. Jets and the Panthers. I'm going to go Panthers.
Make it too.
Across the board.
Across the board. Sam Darnold gets revenge against the New York Jets. We have Arizona and Tennessee. The Super Bowl preview for DJ. Where's the lesson you started off? Who wins it this one?
Tennessee.
Tennessee's got it this time. I like it. I like
Titans.
It. You got the Titans. I have also got the Titans. We've got the Chargers taking on Washington football team. Chargers.
I'm sorry.
You're going Chargers.
Yep. We know you're going Chiefs with later on.
Chiefs.
I'm picking the Washington team.
I'm picking the Washington football team as well. I think the Chargers are a really good football team. I think they'll be able to make some plays, but I've got Washington. We've got the Vikings and the Bengals. I'm going Minnesota. Vikings.
I also have the Vikings.
Vikings.
Cool. Vikings clean sweep. Seahawks. Colts. This is a very good game, I think. It will be one of the highlights. I'm going with Seattle.
I'm going with my pick for the MVP of the league. I have to go with Russell Wilson.
I'm going with the Colts.
You went with the Colts. I like it. That's a great pick. They are playing at home.
Great defense, too.
Oh, yes. And then we have Philadelphia Eagles going to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. I'm going to go with Atlanta.
I'm taking Atlanta as well.
All right.
I like the Eagles.
You like the Eagles. I like it. These are some good picks. 49ers and the Detroit Lions. I've got the Niners going into Detroit and absolutely wrecking shop.
I think without a doubt.
49ers.
Going into the 4 o'clock games, the afternoon games, we have the Browns Chiefs. I'm going Chiefs.
Chiefs. I'm with you.
I've got the Browns.
You've got the Browns. I've got the Chiefs, but this is going to be the long haul for them to try and make it happen throughout the season, and they've got a really difficult schedule. This is going to be the start of it.
I've already told you I like Nick Chubb.
I like it. It is an arrowhead. I'm going to say that.
Yep.
You got the Dolphins going up to New England. I've got the Patriots.
I like the Patriots, too.
Yep. I have the Dolphins.
You've got the Miami Dolphins. Okay. Denver Broncos in New York.
Broncos
as well.
I have the Broncos, too. You have the Broncos. As much as it hurts me.
The Packers and the Saints should also be a very good one. I'm going Green Bay Packers.
I'm going Saints.
Going Saints.
I have the Pack.
Pack. Going to go Pack, go. And then for our Sunday night game, you have the Bears and the Rams in Los Angeles. I'm going to go with the Rams.
I had a hard time, honestly, with this pick. Yeah, I'm going to go with you then.
You go with the Rams?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm taking Chicago on the road for the upset.
With no Justin Fields? I don't like it.
The Red Rocket's going to take it.
I like it. Okay. Ravens and the Raiders for the Monday night game. I'm going to go Raiders. You probably like that pick.
I am definitely going along with that pick, and it's mostly because Marcus Peters is not going to play.
Yes.
And since I like DJ, I'll go with the Raiders.
I like it. So that's going to wrap it up for us at Pat and Go with Paul Browning on KPPF. I am Paul Browning. We've got DJ on the ones and twos. Of course, Mike Lewis, smooth voice. Smooth. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
KPPF.
On KPPF. Be sure to check us out on YouTube at Podbean and also on 1040 AM, also 98.5 and 95.7.
And on social media, give us a thumbs up, like us, subscribe, and it'll help get our show out to more folks.
This is Pat and Go with Paul Browning.